Why did the Son of God come? What would you say? Why didn't God just send somebody else? Why this one? Well, that's what I want to focus on in our short time together tonight. So if you would, please turn with me to John chapter 10, verse 10. That'll be on page 896 in the red seatback Bibles there in front of you. The Gospel of John, chapter 10, verse 10, on page 896. Jesus, speaking to the Jews, says, "The thief comes only to steal and kill and destroy. I came that they may have life and have it abundantly." God did not send a teacher of morals. There wouldn't have been a point for him to have done that, because God would have just told us that we just need to do better. And if he would have done that, there would have been no way, there would have been no point for Christmas. If Jesus were just a teacher of morals, Christmas would lose its meaning. Morals may restrain the heart, but they don't restore it. If Jesus were just a teacher of morals, our greatest problem still wouldn't have an answer. God did not send a political revolutionary, like many in Jesus' day were expecting for him to send, someone to liberate the people from Roman oppression. If God just sent a political revolutionary to topple Roman oppression, that would do nothing about the spiritual forces of evil that are gripping and alluring the hearts of mankind. This would still not answer our greatest problem. So why did the Son of God come? Notice what he says in our verse. Jesus says, "I came that they may have life and have it abundantly." The life that Jesus gives isn't speaking about just a long duration of time on this earth, nor does it mean living for all that you can get now. That's not the life he's talking about. Jesus is saying he is the only means of eternal life, the only fountain of spiritual nourishment, and the only spiritual security for all eternity. As he says in this passage, he is the door on which the hinges of eternity swing. He is the shepherd who leads his flock through the door and gives them eternal green pastures to lie down in. In Christ, eternity has broken into your life. And the effects of the fall are being slowly peeled back and uncovering the life that God created you to live. This life isn't just about some time later on, but it's actively being lived out in your life right now. For many of you in here, you have this life. However, oftentimes, you may live as if you were dead. Who on the outside, everything looks fine, but on the inside, a disease is slowly wasting away your body. So where are you trying to find life? Where are you trying to find satisfaction in the world? In what ways do you try to gain this life? Are you seeking your highest joy and satisfaction in a spouse or a relationship or maybe your children? That if all those things were taken away from you tonight, you could never move on. What about your wealth, your health, maybe your job, or the approval of others? That if appreciation for you is not on the lips of others, it would wreck you internally. What are those things in your life that you are grasping onto a little too tightly? All of which are not necessarily bad things, but when prioritized, they become life-consuming things. The world will often gift wrap packages in gold, and yet after you open them, will leave you with an IOU that you've got to pay back. And we haven't, it's not like as if we've just seen this right now. This has been happening since the Garden of Eden. God gives Adam and Eve moral parameters, not to gain his favor, because they already had it. The parameters weren't meant to kill their joy in God, but the parameters were meant as a means to enjoy God. But Satan comes along, he promises something better. And when the package is opened, this leaves Adam and Eve with nothing except a debt that they can never repay. And we see subtle hints of this in our culture today, do we not? With December to remember events. Whether it's cars or diamonds, the world tells you that without these, it wouldn't be a December to remember. But friends, Jesus is what makes every December one to remember. But maybe you're not trying to find life in the things of this world. Are you trying to find life in the work of your own hands? Jesus says, the thief comes only to steal and kill and destroy. The thief that Jesus is speaking about right here are the religious leaders of his day. They're trying to rob others of salvation by saying that they must keep all of the rules in order to gain eternal life. That life can be gained by the work of your own hands. So are you trying to earn this life by the work of your own hands? Jesus says that method will only rob you of salvation. Jesus is the way and the truth and the life. He is the resurrection and the life. So why pursue something else that only robs you of the eternal life that you already have in Jesus? Some of you come into this Christmas season limping. Over the year, you've been broken, battered, and beaten down by various trials, carrying with you 1,000 sorrows. But friend, just because you come limping into this Christmas season, that does not at all mean that you are dead. You may feel wounded by the ways of the world, but fear not, Jesus says, for I have overcome the world. Don't let difficult circumstances rob you of the life that is already yours in Christ. Suffering will come and go, but Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever. Others of you, you couldn't have asked for a better year. No major hiccups. Everything might have gone a little bit better than you expected. But don't let your seemingly usual or prosperous circumstances rob you of life in Christ. Yes, let the good times roll, but you don't put your hope in the things of this world that are passing away. Brothers and sisters, realize that whatever your circumstances of life may be this Christmas, whether in prospering or whether in suffering, in Christ, you have abundant life. And this life can only be the abundant life for you because Christ lived the perfect life that you and I could not live. He died the death that you and I should have died. And he earned the abundant life that you and I can only receive through faith in him. This is the answer to our greatest problem. This is why Christ has come. But maybe you're here tonight and you wouldn't identify as a Christian, or you just like to come to the Christmas Eve service, not necessarily to worship, but maybe just out of tradition. Listen to the testimony of God concerning his Son in 1 John chapter 5, verses 11 through 12. And this is the testimony that God gave us eternal life, and this life is in his Son. Whoever has the Son has life. Whoever does not have the Son of God does not have life. Friend, Jesus is the good shepherd who lays down his life so that you may have it abundantly. Turn from seeking life in the things of this world, which are only going to leave you empty-handed. And trust in the one who is life without end. Trust in him. So this Christmas, let us consider why the Son of God came. He came so that you may have life and have it abundantly. Christmas is about life. Life in Christ. Come, let us adore him this Christmas. Let's pray. Father, we praise you and we thank you for the Son of Abraham, the Son of David, the Son of God, who came to take away the sins of the world. Lord, we pray that by your grace and your mercy, that there would even be one person in here who would turn from finding life in the things of this world, which will only leave them empty-handed. And by your grace and your mercy, that they would come to find the abundant life in Christ, who lived it perfectly for them in their place. Lord, we ask that we would drink from the fountain of living water and eat from the bread of life that is Christ. Whether in prospering or in suffering, help us to find our life in him this Christmas. We praise you for this reason, for why he came and for why you sent your Son. We ask all these things in Jesus' name. Amen.